HarperCollins presents Space Blasters, Susie and the Comet of Chaos by Katie and Kevin Sung, read by Sabrina Puyichin. Chapter 1. A Really Big Decision. Have you ever had to make a really big decision that could change everything? And when I say everything, I mean everything. Like the entire universe. Maybe this isn't the most relatable experience, but I'm pretty sure most people have felt like that at some point, even if it wasn't literally the fate of the entire universe, like it was for me. Maybe it is deciding who you want to talk to on the first day at a new school, or figuring out what you want to study, or even choosing what to wear on a really important occasion. Or maybe, just maybe, it's being trusted to decide what to do when suddenly the entire universe is falling apart and you're the only one who can find the solution. At least, that is what happened to me, Susie Wen, when I found myself zooming through space with my crew, the Space Blasters, on Tubbs, the universe's best spacecraft, towards a mysterious distress signal from a distant planet. I wasn't always a member of the epic Space Blasters. You see, one day, when I was bored, and a little lonely at home, I tried to invent a super 3D TV gizmo so I could feel like I was in the Space Blasters TV show. The crew, Spaceman Jack, Captain Jane, and Five-Eyed Frank, always seemed like they were having so many fun adventures. But my super 3D TV gizmo didn't work the way I thought it would. No, instead of making the Space Blasters show 3D, it sucked me into the show itself. And Spaceman Jack and Captain Jane weren't actors. They were really having space adventures. And suddenly, I was too. Because the Space Blasters needed my help to save the universe. Now, you might be asking what a kid inventor with a love of dumplings can do to save the universe. I wondered the same thing. But I've been able to use my curiosity and inventing skills to save the universe. Twice. The first time, I helped crack the mystery of the missing moons by convincing the giant Dream Eater alien to stop putting the entire universe to sleep. And then, I had to fix our spaceship and convince Queen Moonbug not to devour all of the universe in her quest for revenge against Spaceman Jack. But the work of a space blaster is never done. When we realized there was another distant planet sending out a distress signal, we knew we had to help. After all, the space blasters never say no to a planet in need. Little did I know, pretty soon it was all going to be down to me. I was going to be making the decision that would change the fate of the entire universe. Forever. Chapter 2. Faster Than the Speed of Light. I should probably introduce the crew properly, in case you've never seen the show Space Blasters. If you haven't seen it, you are really missing out, because it is the best. And who knows, you might even see me on it. So, you've got me, Susie Wen, the youngest and most accidental member of the Space Blasters crew. When I'm on Earth, I live with Mum and Dad, and my older sister Lizzie and older brother David. My grandparents used to live near us too, and I spent lots of time with them, making delicious dumplings. Yum! But then, they moved to the seaside, and in the worst timing ever, my best friend Bonnie moved to New York at the same time. She was all the way across the Atlantic Ocean. It might as well have been a whole other galaxy. It was getting a bit lonely, so I tried to spend more time with Lizzie and David, but they were always too busy with their own friends. Who could blame me for trying to make Space Blasters a 3D experience? I just wanted to feel a little less lonely. And, well, not only was I suddenly a lot less lonely, I was on an exciting new adventure.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?